I'm Honeybee Reviews, and I'm here today with
Carbon Leaf.
What was it like working on the soundtrack for Curious George? Did they give you guys creative freedom at all, or did you kind of have to follow some guidelines? I'm always curious when I hear something like that.
They sent us a working rough with sketches. They call them animatics, and they said, this is what we're looking for these kind of scenes, and they gave us some direction. They came back to us a couple times and said, hey, this is a little too adult. Let's make them shorter. Let's play, channel.
Not too adult. Maybe a little less 5-year-old than they were hoping for.
Yeah, dial in your inner 5-year-old. And then it was super fun. It was the first, project to picture that we made. We did it in my dining room on a laptop. So it was the first project that we really did all on ourselves, all by ourselves for a while. So
yeah, and it was something that we got to work to the picture, to the animatic. So, Carter would sit there with his headphones on. And we'd be watching this, Curious George movie kind of that they're still working on and, kind of noodling and trying to find the song. But, when you're dealing with, Universal Studios is the, company behind making Curious George, and they were always it was interesting working with 4 or 5 different producers, because somebody would want something and you'd do that thing and then the other person would chime in. So it was a little bit more work than we thought, but yeah. Worked out.
Now college kids are coming into our shows and they're like, Curious George, because it's been, they were 5 years old when the thing came out.
Yeah, soundtracked their life. So that's awesome. So in 2002, you guys became the first ever unsigned band to perform at the AMAs, which of course paved the way for other indie artists. And then for a short period of time, you guys were signed to a label. And then since 2010-ish, you guys have been independent again. So has independence brought you more freedom or challenges, would you say? Because you've kind of done both sides.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. What advice would you give an artist that wants to be independent?
You give up certain things when you're on a label. You give up certain things when you go, independent. So, there's a lot of plug and play. Being on a label kind of gets you, in terms of marketing, and which is nice. But yet it's also a very high interest loan kind of situation you're putting yourself into. So by the time we released our third album on the label, it wasn't really making economical sense, and they weren't really delivering on the marketing front at that point. So it just made sense to go independent again. So I would just say, if you're looking to sign, I would say just, really know what you want. And, if you've got a fan base and you feel like you've already got legs, you might want to consider, not necessarily making that jump.
Sure. Yeah. I would say that everything that they provided us, we ended up doing on our own. So if they provided an art director, we said, we don't like what you're doing. We hired our own. And you can go down the line. Everything that they provided, we were like, I don't like it. And went and found somebody we found that we were artistically more married to. And so paid twice.
When the first album came out, though, give credit where credit's due. They did have a good radio team, and they were able to get us radio play at AAA and Hot AC for our first single. So, it worked out great for the first album. It was just that cross-collateral second, third album where everything has to be perfect, and if not, it's just you go into debt.
And it seems like nowadays radio plays maybe not as important as it used to be. So that's just an interesting piece of information you guys shared. Yeah. Thank you. So not every band lasts as long in the industry as you guys have. What would you say is the key to your longevity? Because it's a real accomplishment what you guys have done.
I'm unemployable in any other situation.
That's pretty true at this point.
Excuse me, sir. Can you explain this 20-year gap?
Yeah. Yeah, at a certain point, you're like, are we lifers, or are we just, moonlighting or what? And so, there was a period where you're just like, you stress about it and you feel like maybe, when you have your ups and downs, you can doubt yourself a little bit. Did I make the right choice? But then you kind of have to just be like, look, it is up and down just like everybody else. And, do we still enjoy it? Are we able to be creative? Do we have that freedom? And those answers are all yes. And so, I'm happy to kind of go down swinging, however it ends, I mean, this stuff doesn't last forever, right? But, who knows?
I'd like to die on stage. when I'm old.
Just.
So my page is all about sharing music. So I'd love to know if you guys have a band or an artist that you guys really love that you feel are a little underappreciated that you could share with my audience.
Bustin' Kelly is my favorite. And just came out with a new album, so he's great.
There's a band, my favorite rock band in the whole world. It's called Red Wanting Blue. They're the best band in the world.
What makes them the best band in the world?
They rule and write good songs. Their front man, Scott Terry, is one of the best front men, and their band rocks. Great songs, great concerts, and they're good friends of ours.
I really like the new Margot Price record. It's really good, kind of classic country sound and record.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're going to play a little game. It's a game of this or that. I did my research, and I have found artists or bands that you guys have cited as influences or inspirations or just people you like. I have an album from some of them. I'm going to put them up against each other, and you guys have to pick. All right? So this is This or That with Carbon Leaf.
This or That.
Led Zeppelin 4 or Back in Black AC/DC?
Back in Black.
Back in Black.
Zeppelin 4.
Okay. Sounds like it's Back in Black.
It's two and two. That is a quick. I had to think about that one. Yep. I'm the world's biggest AC/DC fan, though, but I was still on the fence because Zeppelin 4.
Oh yeah, you had to be. Of course. Yeah.
Man.
Okay, so Back in Black or After the Gold Rush, Neil Young.
After the Gold Rush.
Okay.
After the Gold Rush or Kid A, Radiohead.
Kid A.
After the Gold Rush.
Sorry, you've been voted out. Kid A or Californication, Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Kid A.
Okay. I might have set the Red Hot Chili Peppers up a little bit.
Blood Sugar Sex Magic. Maybe.
Oh, no, that's okay. I did debate it.
Okay. Kid A or Exile on Main Street, Rolling Stones?
Exile on Main Street.
No.
I'll say Kid A. Yeah, probably Kid A. Exile's really good.
I'll say Exile.
Ooh, okay, you're going to swing the vote.
Kid A.
Sorry, guys. Kid A or Pet Sounds?
Oh, shoot.
Pet Sounds.
Pet Sounds. Pet Sounds.
Pet Sounds.
Okay. Pet Sounds or In Utero?
Ooh, you're a jerk. Turn that camera off.
This is our last one. Don't worry.
Pet Sounds. Yeah.
This is our winner.
We're going to have to go with Pet Sounds.
Yeah, probably Pet Sounds.
Okay.
I don't even like In Utero.
So why Pet Sounds?
I mean, I grew up a Beach Boys fan, so and I came to Pet Sounds late, but it's just in my wheelhouse.
It's such a master class in production and harmonies and everything. It's just great songs. So
I turned my nephew on to the Beach Boys this summer, and he I made him like a 4-hour playlist of all the crazy, the Brother Years and the early stuff and Pet Sounds, and he got really into it.
His favorite was Kokomo.
No.
Kokomo. It was just Kokomo for 4 hours, actually, the playlist.
And he was playing a lot of it, but, so I listened to that album over the summer some, since I hadn't in a while, and, you can take albums like that were groundbreaking at the time for granted now, because you just you've heard it all, but if you listen to it in the context of when it was written and all, it is one of those special things. And but it is kind of a bummer of a record. It starts out really optimistic and strong, and then it just ends like super sad. So it in a way, it's like, it's not something I just like want to play and like feel good about. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, that's all I got for you guys. Thanks for meeting with me today.